Good evening. It's July 21st, 2012. My name is Tim Barnum. You're listening to the Worst Friends Podcast. Colin, you're supposed to have my theme music going.
You want me to na 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 na? I can do the whole X-Men theme.
There's no need for that. Let's just get right into it. This is part two of our animation appreciation podcast. That's kind of hard to say. Animation appreciation.
Yeah, say Irish.
There's a lot of shh in it.
Say Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch. But I'm supposed to probably say it fast, right?
Yeah.
All right. Part two is we're going to go down our top five adult cartoons, or as I've been calling them, cartoons for grown people.
Yeah, I know. The adult, like we mentioned, like when we started to see those emails of, you know, like Homer and Marge or Fred Flintstone and his wife in, you know, erotic situations.
Right.
Right. Saying adult cartoons doesn't, it takes on a different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you want to do this. I honestly, I don't have five or like many honorable mentions.
Yeah, I don't either. So let's just let's just get into them then. Okay, I'm just gonna say this though, I'm pretty sure our top two are gonna be the same. Maybe not in the same order, but we're gonna have the same up there for our top two, I think. So obviously, we're gonna spend a little more time on those, right? I mean,
we're gonna have to.
All right, so I'm just gonna rip down my number five really quick because I didn't really have a ton of these either. Number five, I went with Boondocks. Did you ever watch that cartoon?
Like a couple times, only just because I was pretty sure it wasn't Samuel L. Jackson a voice in it.
Oh yeah, he was a white guy's voice. Him and Charlie Murphy were like white hip hop jackers and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the real character in that, well, John Witherspoon was the granddad in that. The two little African American kids live with, you know, two little black kids, Huey and Riley. Live with their granddad. But the best character on there, and this is what I always kind of think, is there a character that really every time he talks or does something makes me laugh. But they have an Uncle Ruckus, no relation. He goes, Uncle Ruckus, no relation. He's like a janitor or something. He's this old black guy with like scraggly white hair and just goofy looking. And he hates black people. Like he's always ripping on them. Always just dropping the N-bomb on them and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he... It explains why he's like that one time. He talks about being a white man and having a disease. He always calls it the opposite of what Michael Jackson had. He calls it reverse invertilago. So instead of his skin getting lighter, it's getting darker. So that's the reason I went with them for number five. You said you don't have a fifth, right? Or that you really don't have an order. So just go the next one you want to talk about then. Do you have four, or is this just...
Well, I have two at number one, because I couldn't decide.
Okay.
And then number two, again, is The Simpsons. I think really the only other like additional thing I'd like to add on to it is that when we start discussing probably our top two...
Right.
It's interesting because The Simpsons is still, I wouldn't say flourishing... Oh, really quick little sidebar. I'm watching a commercial right now for State Farm, and John C. McGinley is the father.
I know.
A dojo.
Right. A dojo. Wow, and he just
breaks. All right, so you're staying with The Simpsons. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I don't even have them on my list. And here's why. I like the show. I watch it a lot, but I was just never really that big into it because I couldn't watch it when I was little. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't have... I've told you this before, like when I was real little, I had like two channels, like antenna channels, and Fox wasn't one of them. So it was pretty few and far between.
I'm not going to, you know, go. It's a great show. Obviously, it's been around, you know, forever. I think what's interesting is the way it's changed when I've watched episodes in recent years, it definitely has picked up more of the qualities of popular cartoons nowadays.
Right.
A lot of cutaway, you know, just random scenes that really don't have a place to be in there, but it's like, hey, let's just, you know, show Homer, you know, swimming with a dolphin that talks or something crazy. And then also dealing with a lot more topical. It always kind of, it make topical references, but now it's dealing with them in a more aggressive manner. Mm-hmm. So it's taken on, it's still doing good. I know a lot of people who still, the Simpsons, I love the Simpsons. And I'll watch some episodes and it will make me laugh. It's not on my DVR. You know, I don't make a point to watch the new ones.
Right.
But I respect that it's survived and it's still going strong.
Right.
So, I mean, that's where, and I guess I do kind of have a number three, and it might be one that you might mention, but go ahead with what you have
next.
Okay,
so my next one I'm going with another Adult Swim cartoon, just like Boondocks. That's Aqua Teen Hunger Force. This was in college, got into this one. And this is just straight, you know, random, absurd. But again, I talked about an important character, and while I love Shake, he's one of my favorites on there, and I love Meatwad. Just, you know, even Meatwad's voice, yeah, I love it. But when you get an episode with a lot of Carl on there, and he's just going off, yeah, that's that down there by Melon Shakers, the Gentleman's Club. You know, just he just gets going, and he hates those guys so much. And that one, Frylock's trying to see if he's home. He's in the, looking in the window. He's like, Carl. And Carl's hiding behind the couch with all lights. I was like, oh, God, please don't see me. Please don't let him see me. God, please don't see me. And then next thing you know, Frylock's just in there, Carl. So that was I went with number four for that one. I might have had it higher, but I went and saw that movie they made when it was in theaters, and it just, I could not take it. I don't even watch the show. No, it was awful.
Okay.
I mean, it was funny for, you know, the first half hour, but that show is normally 12 minutes long, an episode, you know? So, trying to watch that much.
I remember you going to see that. Yeah.
Just couldn't hang. So that's number four. But for a long time, I did love it. And I can remember this one, too, the first time I saw it and really started liking it. There's a bunch of us it wasn't at a party. There's just, you know how we had nights at our apartments where kind of be a lot of people hanging out.
Yeah.
And we were all watching Aqua Teen. And it was this, I can't remember if they call it the birthday snake or something. But they get, Shake gets Meatwad. I think this is what happens. Meatwad gets a snake and it's like huge for his birthday. And it ends up eating them all. I don't know. But they're blaming Frylock for it. But it's just so funny. It goes on so long. Where Frylock's like, I didn't do it. And everyone's just like, yes, you did. And he's just like, no, I didn't. And it just goes on so long with these guys who all got eaten by the snake. And then, of course, MCP Pants was a great one, too.
What was that song?
I want candy, bubblegum, and taffy. Carl gets hooked on the candy.
I guess I didn't really do much of a list. I could easily put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch. I think you guys watch a lot more continuous episodes. I'd come in every now and then, like watch an episode, be like, all right, you know, this is pretty ignorant, but never really had the urge to continually watch some.
Right.
You know, even that you threw up that Best of Carl Part 2, which is about 9 minutes. And you can, like, watch it, and I'll watch it for, like, 2 or 3 minutes, and it's like, okay, you know, it's not like it's too much, but it's just, all right, this is beyond what is really ignorant as far as a storyline and just interactions between creatures.
Right.
So, that's a good one, though. You're right, the MCP Pants. I'm looking that up right now. I want to listen to that song again.
Well, do you have any other ones besides your top two? Or are you just down to your top two?
I thought maybe we should mention Robot Chicken.
Okay.
Like some of the claymation, you know, we had a friend mention kind of Moral Oral. I didn't watch that one. But no, the claymation, either. Whether or not that was something that really fit in, I guess there's no reason it shouldn't.
Right.
But Robot Chicken a little bit more just because they did a couple of those Star Wars episodes.
It's way pretty before funny.
Family Guy did it. It is. Funny. And I think maybe, well, was, and I could be wrong, was Aqua Teen, was that a half hour?
I think they would do a half hour with two of their episodes in it, but sometimes I think they would just have like a half hour that was like half Aqua Teen, half Robot Chicken.
Okay. I remember thinking, you know, it was like just 15 minutes of...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's straight insanity. Chicken.
And I almost... It was good, and you couldn't... I guess for some reason you didn't really take it... You never took it that seriously. It could be funny. So like 15 minutes, and they do, you know, two or three weird little sketches. But at the same time, I guess I need just something a little bit more to become invested in a television series, you know, to keep on coming back. Right. It's not really the same characters or recurring. You'd have some recurring characters, but they were funny. You know, you could tune in and watch 5 minutes of Robot Chicken and have a good laugh, and then that was it. You know, you'd flip the channel and go watch something else. So
right.
I wanted to maybe just kind of mention those, but no, I mean, I think we...
Well, I have one more I wanted to mention.
All right, yeah, do it.
My number three on my list is Futurama. And this is obviously, you know, that... It was the next one after The Simpsons, the same guys. And I think that it's a little more adult-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Bender is always telling people to kiss his shiny ass or something like that. You know, I can't remember if it's kiss or maybe something else. I just know that I kept hearing him say it a lot. And Bender is just a ridiculous character, the robot, stealing, right. Drinking. Oh, drinking a ton.
I'm boozed
up.
Dude.
And,
he's always sneaking off with other female robots.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Fry, too. Fry is just ridiculously hilarious. How stupid he is.
Right.
And those are really the two reasons why that show just cracks me up. I haven't seen a ton of it. I kind of will watch it, like, you know, for maybe a couple months, I'll watch it an episode almost every time it's on, whether it's a new one. Or if I can catch an old one, I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I just don't watch it. So I don't get to see a ton of episodes, but they've been having new ones. They've all been funny. And it's just, like I said, I was kind of late to it. But that's the last one I wanted to mention, though.
That is a good one. And I guess, I think I really got
and
lazy.
It skipped kind of that part we talked about. The Simpsons could also be a kid's cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Futurama didn't really have that stage, you know. It just went to write what it is.
It came on late, I think, when Simpsons was at the, just kind of like how we've seen Friday night is basically Seth MacFarlane variety hour. You know, it's
right.
Like, if you have something good, have your prime creator, you know, just make some other things and maybe they'll be just as good. So the Simpsons, I think, were really in their prime. And then Futurama was developed and came out. And I could be completely wrong on this timeline. But I remember watching Futurama right at the beginning. You know, I was huge in The Simpsons. And I remember, and from the creators of The Simpsons, Futurama, you know, and I watched it. And I remember laughing. Then for whatever reason, I think it went away for a little bit. Then it was canceled or
something seems like, for a while. Well, they just kind of started showing new ones on Comedy Central, I think, last year. But, I mean, I just... It just cracks me up every time I watch it. It's just so funny. And I've been watching it. It's on sometimes if I get to the gym early. If I just do cardio, I'll turn that TV on. And it's, you know, it's a good show. It's funny when just reading what they're saying and thinking of them saying it and their voices is still funny to you.
Right.
But, no, all right. I think we got to get to the real meat of this whole podcast. And so I know that you have co-number ones, and I'm sure I know what they are, so should I just say one of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's my number two, so we'll just say South Park.
Okay.
I mean, when it comes down to it, this was going to be one of them. You know, my number two, your number one, co-number one. And I'm pretty sure when we first started talking about this, we knew that this was going to be up here, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I
there
think
was
we
no
agreed that
question.
this was, yeah, what the. Well, I mean, it's really all that we've been as a quote unquote adult or, in college, what we were really watching. South Park came on a lot earlier. I
Yeah.
guess what's funny is that you wouldn't call it a children's cartoon because from the
Oh
very
God,
beginning.
but it was in middle school, everyone was watching it, you know
Right.
what
And you just had to hopefully get by, you'd hope that your parents wouldn't
mean?
like get pissed at you for watching it.
Jeez.
Because just some
How?
of those first ones, like Big Gay Al and all of the the cat, what was the animal, the gay animal that was in Heat and everything that they did right off the bat, the turd, Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, here's this big old
Right.
turd just like jumping all over the scene, like getting little turd spots
Right.
on everything that he jumped on. So it definitely wasn't a children's cartoon. I think we watched it probably when we were a little bit too young to be watching something like that. I really don't know how you want to. Let's just get it out of the way. I think we know what the other one is we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean,
That's
everyone knows that it's going to be Family
Family
Guy.
Man. That's the Family Man. So how do you want to, if we're going to spend a little bit of time looking at both, how do you want to dissect them or discuss them? Just
Okay,
specifically
let's
talk
just
characters or
start.
moments or what?
Why don't we just kind of start? Because I've been thinking about this on South Park. What is the episode you saw that really like kept you like entrenched in your brain, like, and that really sticks out? Is there one, or is it all just too hard?
I think because it's been a fixture for so long, I think the first one that made me realize that, okay, this is something I need to, because I
Right.
was already a Simpsons fan, I realized, okay, it was the Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, they were like the Christmas special. It was then I realized, okay, I need to seriously invest in this show for the long haul. It's
Okay.
just like, this is it. This is what I need to watch. And then since then, it became much more of a public satire. It
Right.
really started to take current events because of how they were able to create the episodes, to write the stories, do the animation. They could bam, knock out a show, within a week's time, and it could be really
Right.
current. So
Right.
there are a handful of those that slowly, then it kind of changed to where, oh, hey, this show's really gonna just kick current events like right in the
Right.
balls, and make fun of current things that are going on. But I say right from the beginning, the Christmas poo jumping all
See,
over
I
the.
would say that the one that really like hooked me, because I didn't watch a lot of them when they were on TV early on, but I would watch them on DVDs and stuff like that and marathons. But the one that always sticks out to me as like the first one that really made me just like think like, oh, this is so ridiculously over the top, where it was like crazy but so funny, was that one Scott Tenorman Must Die, when Cartman buys his pubes. And that's not till like season 5, but that was the one that really like, just when I watched it, I was just like, holy shit, dude, they are going crazy right now, just like everything. And it just kept getting snowballing to where, Cartman ends up making him eat his own pubes and putting his own parents in chili and stuff. And it's just like, wow.
And Scott Tenenbaum's crying, and Cartman comes up and is like, licking his tears.
I made you eat your parents. Just taunting them. Oh, your tears.
Your tears. I mean, yeah, that's a great one. You could pick out a handful. I think there's a moment looking at non-cartoons, like looking at shows we like, Seinfeld, Friends, The Office, everything like this, how
Right.
they slowly start to fizzle out. Something different with cartoons where the good ones don't fizzle out
Right.
around the seventh or eighth season. Around the, and I did look it up earlier, I think it was the eighth, no, it was like eighth, ninth, or tenth season. 10th season, I was in college, the Warcraft episode.
Oh my God, dude.
watching that in college, having two roommates who I would leave in the morning and they would be sitting there playing Warcraft. I would come home after work late at night, they would be sitting there playing Warcraft, like knowing the exact type of person. Mm-hmm. And to watch the episode where they were all playing Warcraft.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that is the same season two where they get the weapons.
The Japanese.
Yeah.
Let me, I'm going to look
that
up.
That one might be earlier. I could be wrong.
Looks like this season is home to the one with the crocodile hunter.
Oh, jeez.
It's a croc. Cartoon Wars 1 and 2, which evolved when Family Guy.
Family Guy, okay. With so this sounds Muhammad. Like it might be a little newer then.
Right. That one, I know the one that you're talking about. But it just, at that point, again, it was not a generation.
Every time you think that it's just going to fizzle out, they find a way yep. to like just come back hard. You know what I mean? It's just, it's inexplicable.
Yes, something like that. The Tom Cruise, the Trapped in the Closet was mm-hmm. the 10th season.
Okay, well, I asked that question on South Park. So do you want to ask me one now about Family Guy, or do you just want to keep running with South Park?
Well, with Family Guy...
Or do you want to do the same question?
What makes Family Guy, and you just kind of give your own opinion, because I think we talked about this off-air, how you came to beloved Family Guy. What makes Family Guy special for me is that I feel like I was kind of part of the revolution, the resurgence. Like, I remember watching it in high school.
Okay, so that moment would come real early then for you.
It was a freshman, sophomore year, and I remember right. seeing this show. I'm like, boy, they're taking some shots here. Like, they're saying some stuff that's kind of, you know, there were some gay jokes, there were some mm-hmm. Jewish jokes, there was some stuff where I'm like, oh, you know, it's 8:30 on this is a Fox show at 8:30. This is really kind of edgy, you know, it's cliche, right. it's edgy. I don't think I was thinking that when I was young. I was just like, this is kind of, what's this stupid baby doing?
Right.
Trying to kill his mom. And then it went off the air. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you just, when, you know, I had other interests. I think at some point I'm thinking I discovered females.
Yeah.
Then we went to college.
Football.
You know, video games or whatever.
Right.
We went to college, and then at 2 in the morning on Cartoon Network, they would play replays of Family Guy. Mm-hmm. And you would just, because of course you're still up at 2 in the morning, you know, in college, because what the hell else are you going right. to do?
You don't have class till 8 in the morning.
Right. You know, all you have that, and you're just spraying your roommates with Febreze on their right. socks. So started watching again, and you just start thinking, and this is an outrageous show. You know, you're a little bit older, you know, you're maybe having right. some beers while you're watching it. Then that's also the first time I remember going out and buying a season of a show.
Right.
You just went out, and right away someone's like, hey, I had the first 3 seasons of Family Guy. What? And then bam, just going through them. You were just rolling through them. And then all of a sudden it's like, this is a great show. What the hell? And
I think, okay, it also, can I interject yeah. now? This time you're talking about right now in college mm-hmm. is when I first started watching it. I was a sophomore in college, just when you were a freshman in college. I might not have been watching it at 2 in the morning. I can't remember. But I know that the first one I saw was the first episode when they go on welfare. And when I saw that, I was just absolutely blown away. I was just like, no way, man. I'm like, this is the craziest, funniest shit I have ever seen on a TV. Dude, I could not fathom what was going on. It was so funny.
And it was great.
Then I would watch. It was like 1 or 2 days, like the way my classes were. That was maybe a time when I was just getting back or something. So I'd watch, you know, maybe 1 or 2 episodes a day, twice a week. Mm-hmm. But then I think I started getting the DVDs from you or other people that had them and just went crazy with them. But it was just those first 3 seasons, right? Because it hadn't come
back. That's
all
you had.
Well, yep. It wasn't back yet. And then the next year it came back. And when they first come back, you already are waiting, you know. You're waiting for what they're gonna come back with, and it picks up like they just got canceled. And then Peter, I just want to see Seth MacFarlane like recording this, you know, just rattling them off, rattles off 20 some shows that have to get canceled for them to get back on, and it's just like a big like middle fingers, like we're back, you know.
You're right. At that point, I think he realized he had some juice behind him. You know, that he, what's great is we were a part of it, you know, and then think of at that point, that was, '03, '04. Think of what's going on, what's changing with the internet at that moment.
Well, I think that's why one of the main reasons it got brought back, there was no way the internet people on the internet were going to let that slide. You know, the more they were able to watch it and hear about it and stuff.
Right.
So.
That was kind of cool to be, and don't get me wrong, it's not like I was on some forum.
Right.
Screaming for it to come back. I really liked, I think I tried to do my part to anyone that I knew to say, you've been watching Family Guy? Hey, you watch Family Guy? Just to get the conversation going, but it was kind of a grassroots effort to.
We should make a movie where you and I are starting an online social network, like a forum, only juiced up, just to try and get Family Guy back on, the most organized social social network to try and get Family Guy back on of this time.
Just,
and some fellow named Michael Zuckerberg comes and we show it to him. Next thing you know, he creates Facebook.
That's how it happened. That's how it happened.
And then we can be Spider-Man.
Hey, you wanna hear some of these Dark Angel, Titus, Undeclared, That 80s Show, Andy Richter Controls the Universe.
Right.
Andy Richter had his Costello, The Lone Gunman, A Minute with Stan Hoopa, Normal Ohio, Keen Eddie, Cedric the Entertainer Presents, The Tick, Lewis, and Greg the Bunny. That wasn't all of them. I just kind of
skipped. Right.
Yeah, when it came back, and it's been a whirlwind, you know, since then. It came back. I'll admit that I have it DVR'd. I think we've kind of, at least my Sunday nights, have grown into more of a drama fest.
I don't have a DVR right now, so that's become my problem.
That's unfortunate.
So,
do we want to, I kind of want to, and again, I don't know how you kind of want to, I just want to talk about Stan Marsh.
That's what I was going to say. Let's go back to South Park and talk about like a character or a character or two of each show. Stan. So, yeah, you don't want to talk about Stan Marsh. You want to talk about Randy Marsh.
Wait, I'm sorry. Yep, you're right. You're right.
Just so Stan, we don't sound like an idiot. Just Randy. So we don't leave that in and let that slide, because that'd be bad.
I mean, Stan.
Randy cool. Marsh probably since, I don't know, what did you say, season 8 or 9? Has just taken more and more of like the complete moron, ridiculous asshole roles, just saying and doing. I would say it probably started with maybe the Little League episode when he wants
to. I mean, that's definitely a highlight. I'm trying to think. They all kind of meshed together,
right?
I think what's unique about him is he's not to where Homer and Peter are more kind of like dullards, dumbasses.
Yeah.
Randy seems like a sharp guy.
Right. Well, he wants to like do all this stuff. And,
he's always kind of going through like a constant midlife crisis.
Right.
To where he's always, well, the World of Warcraft episode.
Right.
Where he joins in, brings Stan, you know, this sword. When they lose the internet connection and he takes his family west to find an internet signal.
I just I'm thinking about how that one ends. How about the one where it's the day before the day after tomorrow, when the kids on the boat and flood that town, and Stan or Randy thinks it's global warming, and that the world's in an ice age and all that stuff, and he's trying to like map out this stuff on the chalkboard, and it's a huge penis. Everyone's laughing at it.
There's that. You're right. The drunk father's fighting at the Little League softball games. He always takes a shirt off. What, you want to go? What, you want a piece of me? You want to go? He fights Bat Dad. Bat Dad!
When he's trying to break the world record for the largest turd ever.
The biggest piece of shit.
Yeah.
Which apparently was Bono before them.
Right.
The when he nukes his gonads, when he nukes his male genitalia, and he's bouncing around on them.
Yeah.
When all the guys are bouncing around on them. Here's one, and this is, I'm going to try and be delicate about this for our younger viewers. The cream fraiche.
Yeah, I know.
Cream fraiche. But at the same time, his wife was using the, what's that device that you just kind
of. It's a shake weight, but I can't remember what they were calling it.
Yeah, she's using it. Anyway, it's meant to prepare a woman to be able to satisfy her man, allegedly.
With an old fashioned.
At the end of the episode. Oh, Sharon. Oh, an old fashioned. I haven't had one of these. And then he doesn't want to cook anymore after that.
Right.
He's like, Randy, don't you have to get back to your cooking contest? Oh, no, I'm good. I'm going to take a nap. Do you need money for the cab? For a cab? Yeah. I mean, he's, and just to put a little bit of weight behind what we're talking about, you know, we talk about Randy. I know Johnsy's a big Randy fan. Oh, when yeah. IGN did their top 25 South Park characters, Randy Marsh came in second, right, only behind the man, the legend, Eric Cartman.
Right.
So we're not, this isn't just some weird little obsession we have.
No, well, Cartman for the longest time was the main character in a lot of the episodes is, but sometimes Randy just steps up, you know. But it was kind of later. I think they found just a new way to be funny with the show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think there's something, too. I mean, there's a reason why Homer Simpson's so popular, why Peter Griffin's so popular. There's something about the head of the family, you know, how you grow up with the understanding that, you know, your father knows best. Your father's the authority figure. You know, he's always acting on your best interest. So I think there's something kind of inherently humorous about, well, what if the old man is just as crazy and out of control as everyone else? You know, so that's, you're right. They really stepped Randy's game up, whether it was a result of just needing a more father figure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just cool how they did that. I mean, it just made it a whole new way to make the show hilarious.
I'm on IGN right now, and I'm just looking through the number two, and the picture of him, he's wearing a bandana, and he's kind of bent over, and he has a microphone right in his ass. Like, he's just farting in a microphone. Like, that's the picture they used to...
Is that when he's doing the karaoke? He listens to the music the kids listen to, and everything sounds like shit. Stan starts having it, too.
Right, I think so.
All
right,
so we talked about Randy. Is there anyone in... Family Guy, you think we need to talk about?
I mean, unless you do. I think there are some great... How can you...
What's a Family Guy episode? This is going to sound crazy, but what would you say is one that you see on and you know it right away and it's the funniest one? Do you have one, or do you think that's too hard? Because I do have one.
I mean, from the... Again, it kind of splits up for me from the first three episodes... And then all the newer ones.
The first three seasons before
the first three seasons. Yeah, I'm sorry. The first three seasons, I think for whatever reasons, the omission impossible when Stewie goes into Peter and is like killing off all the sperm to try and keep Bertram from being born. And then the newer ones, I could name five, I think, just for argument's sake, because I'm such a huge nerd and I know that the Family Guy people are too. I really love the Star Wars parodies.
Okay.
What do you get?
I didn't think the Star Wars, they're funny, but they're just not even close to my favorites, but they're decent. But my the one to me is Model Misbehavior when Lois is a model.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of iffy right now. I'm trying to kind of drawing a blank for some, like, the funny, like, what do they call those? Like the cuts, you know what I mean?
I know one right now that, and it's not even really that funny when you repeat it, but just because Peter and Lois's dad, Mr.
Right.
Peter Schmidt, are hanging out. I actually really like Mr. Peter Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, he's funny on there.
And when they
Real
go
funny.
in and grab Lois and bring her out of that club, and they're just sitting
Yeah.
there and like, hey, Peter goes, hey, did you see Jimmy Smits in there? Yeah, that was cool.
Well, that one, though, starts out with Peter hasn't been on a team since he was in the Four Peters. So that's the one thing I can remember right off the top. I want to say that there's a cutaway of like when an old man sees a dwarf, but maybe actually they say midget. I don't want to use the
Little people.
derogatory term, but that's probably what they use. But it's just this old guy on a bench, and he looks at him, and he's like, goes to him, where's the rest of ya? But I'm not sure if it's that one, but I also think that one might be where Peter says something like, a line of Italian people, and someone cuts, and they're like, whoa, hey, and one
Hey.
goes, hey, Copernicus, why don't you navigate your way to the back of the line with your feet, stand there with your shirt.
Which you use a fair amount of the time just to bust some
Right.
chops. Do you feel that it's hard to sit here? Because I tried doing the exact same thing you did. Because of how much the show cuts away and jumps around, do you find it hard to pinpoint which were some of your favorite episodes? Just because some of the funniest parts most likely are in absolutely no way related to any kind of main
Right.
story that they have going on. Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. I mean,
Like, to give an
the
example,
older
one of my
what
favorite Simpsons episodes is when Homer wants to buy a gun. And he goes through all this crap just to get a gun, and they still tell him he has to wait like a day. Yeah, you got to wait 24 hours before you can get your gun. But I'm angry now. And then it like shows him sitting on the front porch, and it's playing Tom Petty's "The Waiting." The waiting is the high. And Homer's just sitting
Yeah.
there. But I remember that from the episode that Homer wanted to get a gun. Like, I remember the funny parts from the entire story of what was going on. I think it's hard. It's a lot harder to do that with Family Guy because some of the most ignorant, just the things you rattled off, the midget, the old guy.
Right, you're not positive what episode they're in.
That's not connected to anything that was actually going on in the episode. I think
Right,
it's gonna be good and bad.
maybe it's like a little easier with the older ones. Like the one where Peter thinks he's black. He has an ancestor who is a slave, and he's like when he says like the Arsenio thing. Is that when he's at the college class? When he gets does the Arsenio, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah. Well, I just
Oh,
remember that.
guess I'll be saddling up.
I just remember that from when they went to the Museum for Irish Heritage, and there was the life, a day in the life of the Irish woman,
Yeah,
and
the
she let it
robot.
ring, or she flipped over and gave birth to a child.
Wee.
And then the vision of Ireland.
If alcohol was never before
Look.
alcohol was invented.
Yeah, look at what
They just chug it right down.
so and so Seamus made it in his basement. Look, 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 ah! And they all like fought and just hit each other, just like a bunch of Irish mix. But you're right, it's hard. I mean, we could probably sit and talk for
Right.
it's about South Park and Family Guy episodes, but it's safe to say that there really hasn't. There's been some other ones that have came, you know. Seth MacFarlane again, he's kicked out American Dad and then the Cleveland Show.
See, I was watching the Cleveland show for maybe the first season, but I just couldn't stick with it. No, I never even really gave American Dad much of a chance, but I've been told that it's hilarious, but I just haven't watched it.
It's hard to, like we just admitted, it's hard to set aside time just to watch Family Guy nowadays. And I don't really watch The Simpsons anymore. Do you think that we're going to keep watching cartoons as we get older? Do you think that, I guess the only way I see myself watching cartoons in the future is if I have children.
Right.
And I'm just kind of sitting around and I'm kind of going back to whatever kids are watching cartoon wise and watching them that way. Do you think that shows like Family Guy or something similar will be able to catch the attention of adult, middle-aged adults anymore, or is it just something we're going to grow out of?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like after this, now I'm going to try and make a point to watch it, but I don't know if I'm going to keep watching it or not. If there was one, I would. It would probably be more likely to be South Park.
Right.
But I
Seems
don't
like
know. I
there's.
haven't made an effort to watch the last couple seasons of that either. I haven't really seen any, so.
I know, I've missed some too, and people have been telling me that,
Yeah, I heard they're hilarious.
yeah, that there's been, and that there's been some that have been really, God, there's one I've been meaning to just like watch it online, but there's been an episode that was really kind of introspective from the creator standpoint, where the whole, I think it was either Stan or someone's like, well, is all I really, is my whole point just to, as I'm getting older, like, is playing as Stan, you know, is getting older, he turns 10 or whatever. It's like all I'm becoming now is just a cynical adult that just looks at everything with a
Right.
weary eye. And it was meant to kind of be, are the creators, are all they, is all they're going to be able to do from now on is just use South Park to just be cynical and make fun of, are they doing any good? What good is it?
Yeah, that was the one I was talking about earlier
Yeah.
when Randy's farting into the microphone.
That's
And that's why, because he hears the popular music and he sounds like shit to him. And saying everything sounds like shit to him, the old music, the new music, everything people say, it just keeps saying like fart sounds and stuff all the time.
Right. And which is, they could be churning out amazing episodes, but all it takes is the creators to
Right.
have some kind of epiphany like that. I mean, that's what happened with Chappelle.
I
You know,
wish
it
they
got,
would make another movie, dude.
that was bigger, longer, uncut.
No, I'm not even talking South Park movie. I'm talking like another basketball type movie or another Team America type movie.
Well, they did the Book of Mormon, the play. That was
Yeah, I
supposed to
know.
be hilarious. Of course, neither one of us are really a play-going
Now
gentleman.
we're seeing Seth MacFarlane getting out there too with Ted.
You knew that was going to happen at some point. They were gonna just try
It's
and throw
interesting
him
how he's staying pretty true to what he's done, though, isn't it?
I think it's a novel concept to where he's still utilizing. I don't think I'd want to see him like really act. I don't know if him, his Seth
Right.
MacFarlane person can really act, but I definitely think, you know, he's ignorant enough to do voices that make me laugh. So I felt like that was a novel. I'm glad they got Marky Mark
Right.
Wahlberg on board.
Joel McHale's in that movie too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I respect that.
But it's just kind of weird because it's still that same shtick that he has in the animation, you know? I mean, it's obviously different. He's only doing one thing and it's just one bear and all this, but I don't know.
It pulled in some cash,
Oh,
though.
yeah, and I want to see it still. But I
Yeah.
just wonder if he's going to start going out and doing maybe some different sorts of writing. You know what I mean?
You
Because
know.
you look at South Park, you know, then they did basketball, which is, it's still the same kind of ridiculous comedy, but they're acting, you know, it's, they got all these cameos from all these people in them.
Right.
Then they do Team America, you know, just ridiculous, just ventriloquist dummies. It's like, really? You know, it's
Strings.
crazy, but it was so funny and it was so good. But it's different than what they're. I mean, Team America was probably more like South Park than basketball.
Right, it was a slap in the face towards a lot of different, especially in Hollywood, a lot
Film
of
Actors
the
Guild.
a lot of the more vocal
And then, like you
individuals.
said too, they did the Broadway show.
Yeah, and
So,
that was supposed to be real good. I
Seth
think they were.
MacFarlane can bust some stuff out too, though. Remember when he had his variety, that variety half hour?
Yes.
That was funny. When he was singing Surfing Bird live, as Peter Griffin. I'm telling you what, I could not stop laughing.
He will. I mean, you have to remember he's right now has three shows.
Right.
On
I'd like to see
on
him maybe
Fox.
try and start dumping some of these shows. And
I mean, as long as
take the leap.
I think they're trying to squeeze some. You know, they threw in the.
Does he still do a lot of the writing too for Family Guy?
For Family Guy, I would assume so. I would say not so much about the other shows, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What was the show with Jonah Hill that they tried to give a chance on Fox, the animated show?
I don't know. I remember that happening where he's like the little nerdy kid.
Yeah.
I never watched it, but I remember that they were doing that.
Right. I think they're definitely trying to insert some new blood into the Fox animation domination there.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as people are still going to watch Seth MacFarlane's crap, you know, he's going to keep on churning that out. I don't think
right.
he's hurting for cash. You're right. I think creatively, he's definitely capable of doing some other stuff like Ted has shown, but whether or not he will or not. You know, look at the people that do South Park. You know, there was one South Park movie. They've
right.
expanded to kind of Futurama. But there really has
Simpsons.
What did I say?
South Park.
The Simpsons movie, which is really good. I really liked
it. I liked it too.
Yeah. But you don't really see Matt Groening there or whatever who created that.
Mm-hmm.
Producing movies or really kicking
right.
out. I could be wrong, but maybe they just, you know what, hey, if they have their meal ticket.
Seth MacFarlane, though, man, he's smarter than those guys. Seth MacFarlane's hosting Comedy Central roast and stuff like that, holding his own with these comedians. You know what I'm saying? He's just a funny guy, man.
He knows how
he's smart and he's funny.
He knows how to rip, yeah. He can rip on some people. You know, people, that's, I think, a good quality is if you don't feel safe with so-and-so talking about you.
Right.
You know, if you do something, you're like, oh, man, Seth MacFarlane's going to start talking about me. He knows how to rip someone down
right.
pretty easily.
But we'll see. He's definitely going to be more Hollywood than the South Park guys, but we'll see what he's got. It'll be fun.
Do you... I really didn't have much more else unless you did, and the only other thing I was going to mention is that we have the Worst Friends cartoon in development.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. We haven't even really talked about that, have we?
Unless you want to, it's in the very beginning, you know, the planning stages. We have a general idea. We want to have an animated series. I think we're going to combine. You and I are going to combine into one character, and because
right.
you're definitely more of the two of us, you're more of the diva, so we're going to call the character Tim, but it'll have qualities of both of us. And basically the main character, Tim, we think is going to have his own podcast
right.
called Worst Friends, and we'll regularly have some of his worst friends on the podcast. It'll be kind of an animated Seinfeld type feel to where we think there'll be a podcast topic. Oh, we have a bachelor party. And then it'll cut away to us and our worst friends at a bachelor party getting in animated hijinks.
Right.
What else? That's kind of what we've developed so far. You know, what are your thoughts on what we've been planning so far with it?
Well, saying it's just little things we throw out here and back, like, we should have this in the cartoon. And the other one says, like, ha-ha or LOL. I'd say that it's not too well organized. I think we're
nope.
going to have three friends. Skate, Scott, Little Buddy. We're still working out the details of all of them, but
mm-hmm.
one's going to be a non-human.
Like a godlike figure, but will be really reluctant to use his powers unless it's absolutely necessary. Not so much out of I'm an omnipresent being and I shouldn't affect these regular people's lives, but just I'm just so lazy
mm-hmm.
that I don't want to use my godlike powers to do anything unless it's, you know, get some beer or some
mm-hmm.
drugs or something. But that might be the skate character.
No, actually, I was talking about the Scott character because he's not going to be a human. He's going to be a tapeworm.
Oh, okay. Well, then the tapeworm. We're going to have a tapeworm. We'll have, I think, we'll have to have kind of an origin story to the tapeworm, where maybe in the first episode or two.
No, that could be like the fourth episode.
We have like an actual human friend, Scott, but then the tapeworm exits its body. We hang out with both of them, and we realize we actually enjoy hanging out with the tapeworm more than the human friend.
Or like the tapeworm comes out and his body just deflates and the tapeworm's just him. We're like, Scott? He's like, yeah. It just got a mention there. Like, yeah, just figured I'd show you guys my true form.
Yep. And little buddy will be very
similar.
He's going
to be the muscle. He's going to be kind of the enforcer. But he's also going to be pretty shady.
Be a ladies man.
Small. He's going to be small.
Be a ladies man.
So...
But we're going to start that. So just to give you guys something to, you heard it first here. When that's rolling out the 9 o'clock hour, Sunday nights on Fox, Worst Friends, you can just say you heard it first here.
So if there's any guys out there that are, or any guys or girls out there that are writers, animators, got some connections, just go ahead and do it. Just use our general ideas, and we'll let you know what we think.
Yeah, we'll give you writing credits, and once it hits big, we're obviously executive producers and created by. I get first billing on both, though, because we're using your name for the first character, so I get first billing, created by.
Then
Colin.
I get first writing credit.
As long as I have created by an executive producer first billing, then yeah, you can have first billing on.
All right,
that's fair.
But we're going to say based on the Worst Friends podcast hosted by Tim Barnum, right?
Well, hosted by Tim Barnum and hosted by the both of us. But you can add the first billing on that, yes.
All right.
That's fair.
We'll work this out. We'll have our people talk with each other, and we'll let everyone know how it's going.
Definitely. Definitely. We got anything else? You pimp the Twitter and the Facebook and the...
Yeah, don't forget... Twitter at Worst Friends Pod. Hit us up on there, please. Follow us, just give us a chance, won't let you down. Also Facebook, Worst Friends.
Keep talking, obviously. I'm gonna hum the X-Men theme really
well,
lightly.
Now it's almost done. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just kind of go back. Mm-hmm. Interact with us on Twitter and Facebook as well. We're always open to suggestions. Mm-hmm. Ideas. Mm-hmm. And look for us on iTunes. Hopefully pretty soon I post a link to it. And that's about all we got for this this week. See you guys soon. Take her, Sleazy. Colin, play me out.
R.I.P. Chang.